Nearly 300 Arcata students walked out of class to participate in a nationwide walkout yesterday and designated 17 minutes of silence for victims of the Parkland, Florida shooting. They walked three blocks from campus together at the Arcata Plaza and protest gun violence. The group was led by sophomore Naz Dickerson, Skyda Pooley, and freshman Maddie Lankarani, who stood in the center of the group with a megaphone as they read off six pages of victims who were shot by semi-automatic weapons.
We'd like to commence with a memoriam for everyone who has been shot by a semi-automatic weapon in a mass school shooting since 2000. We remember the names of the perpetrators, but we often forget the names of the victims.
Dickerson listed off the names as Pooley and Lankarani stood beside her. After reading the names and advocating for stricter gun laws, the three students reflected on the movement both locally and nationally.
Obviously, walking from our high school to the Arcata Plaza didn't change any gun laws, didn't provide more mental health services for schools, didn't make those tangible changes, but by students across the nation inciting this movement and voicing their opinions and using their voices for what they believe in, it encourages change.
Arcata High sophomore Noah Robinson says that although people do a lot of hunting in rural Northern California, having an AR-15 doesn't make sense.
Nobody needs a semi-automatic weapon. Nobody needs to be able to loose 30 rounds in like 30 seconds. That's not a necessity for hunting. That's not a necessity for sport shooting. The only reason those guns were made is to kill.
Robinson also says he didn't care that he missed most of his classes because he and his classmates were standing for changes that must be made.
We've missed most of third period. That's technically a cut, but I'd like to see them try and give 300 students detention.
Thousands of high school students across the state and nation participated in the walkout, and March for Our Lives events are planned for the next week. Lankarani, who was one of the main organizers, plans to attend a major protest in Washington, D.C., along with her twin sister and other students from McKinleyville High School.
A lot of people said, we aren't going to make a change here in Humboldt. But our message was spread, even though a lot of kids called it stupid. We can't have one person saying it and then expect change. A national movement is happening. And there's going to be change. It's bound to happen. It's just, we have hope now.
The local March for Our Lives event is set to take place on Saturday, March 24th at the Arcata Playhouse at noon. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.